Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, free from things taken. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, grace and peace in Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to welcome everyone to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. We are in the creation study. We are studying the creation of God. We are looking at those things that belong to every day that He created something in. So we're in that right now. So right now we're in the water. When He separated the waters from the waters, which is what we have now, between us is called the firmament. That's the invisible matter that's between every last one of us that exists. That's called the firmament. Well, He said we're going to look like that one day. We're going to become that one day. And in order to become that, that means something has to change, you know. And then the inevitable is going to happen is that you're going to die one way or the other. You know, some of us are going to change right then and there, but you're still going to have to die. It'll be like in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, but you're going to pass from one life to the next. So all of us that don't understand that precept of death transitioning, then we don't understand the resurrection. And that's what, you know, the firmament is going to take place where the righteous meet God in heaven or in the air, you know. And we're going to read that the righteous meet God in the air, and what the firmament do is remove flesh and blood. It got the power to wash us of flesh and blood, and that we'll be changed into itself, and that's the firmament. So we're going to put that on. You know, this thing, this everywhere, we can't see it, what God called the firmament. We're going to put it on. Okay, so we're going to look into that. Let's get started. So, Sister Rhea, you have, well, first and foremost, Shabbat Shalom, Queen. Please forgive me.
Shabbat Shalom, King Free. You're not live today?
No, okay. Not. Yeah, we live, baby. You know, we just, yeah, right.
Okay.
So.
What's the title of the lesson again?
The firmament, the ninth day.
Amen.
I mean, ninth, part nine. Forgive me. All right. Okay, so brothers and sisters, if we can...
The Firmament Part 9?
Yes. If brothers and sisters, we can stand and face Jerusalem, our brothers uncovering their heads, and our sisters, as we approach God, cover your heads. In Jesus' name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom. Come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive it, eyes to see and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us. Send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well and give them to a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies and endure forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of this temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long I was grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. And to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 95, verses 1 through 11. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that was very, very sobering Psalms, that's for sure.
Amen.
That should be striking fear in people. Okay. Let's get started. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 6. 1 and verse 6. Now, we're dealing with the firmament. When the water, when God separated the water from the water, he created this space. This actually was created before time, which is called the firmament. So it housed time or eternity because it was created before time began. Because, I mean, it was death and the water.
Amen.
So therefore, it's been given properties over time. I mean, it's not the giant clock, but it's the clock within that house all the other the works. The firmament carries all of it, all the planets, everything that rotate around the sun, everything that rotate around the cosmos, it got a clock on it. So is charged with those things that particular time clock. So that's before eternity. That's before time. So the firmament is going to change us from now into the beginning when there was no time. Because in order for us to receive a new body, you have to be changed. When you come out the ground, you're still going to be flesh and blood. When you hit the firmament, it's going to be like blasting off. You're going to be changed because you step into an entirely different realm. The firmament opened the door between now and forever or eternity. You see, that's what I mean by the firmament housed time, because that's when everything changed, right? Let's look at that.
The 1 and 6?
Yeah.
Amen. Genesis 1 and verse 6 reads, "And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day."
Now, this is the second day. This is light. In the beginning, that's one, water. The second day is water, when you separate the waters from the waters, right? Go to Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1. Daniel 12 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 reads, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book."
Amen. See, that's, you see that it says now, first and foremost, here come the resurrection. Here come the judgment, right, of the first resurrection. Those that come up in the first resurrection get this. Read on.
Amen. Verse 2. "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake."
See, many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Not everybody, but those that come up in the first resurrection, it's written in a book, right? Read on.
"And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, and some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt."
Continue.
"And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament."
See, we put it on.
Amen.
We put this on. We put on eternity. But once you come out of the earth, this is the thing. When you come out of the earth, you hit the firmament. You change dimensions. It just blasts the earth planet off of you. Amen. You know, it's like you cut the umbilical cord. God cut the umbilical cord. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's official. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or the eighth day, the circumcision. Because remember now he said those that come up in the second resurrection, he also blasts the flesh out of them, but they don't get this kind of drama.
Right.
They don't meet God in the air. Those that come up in the first resurrection meet God in the firmament. Remember now, the firmament is created in absolute truth.
Amen.
So therefore, it only makes sense that that's where it'll take place, because the judgment is going to take place somewhere else. Not that the firmament won't be there. Just this firmament won't be there.
Amen.
Those that come up in the first resurrection is going to experience this. Read that 3 again.
Amen. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3 reads, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament."
You're going to shine as brightness. In other words, you're going to turn invisible. You're going to have the power of invisibility. All the power that belongs to the firmament now belongs to you. Mm-hmm. Everything the firmament can do, you can do. At this point, you'll be 100% absolute literal, because the firmament can and will not ever lie. It's impossible for the firmament to lie. So at this point, you have to be in an absolute 100% truth. So this is where it takes place in the firmament. Read on.
Amen. Verse 3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, Daniel, shut up the word.
See, look at this. See, that's for those that come up in the first resurrection that was found written in the book. Now that book is closed. Because there's no more first resurrection. If you don't make it here, that book is closed. Read that again.
Verse 4. But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end.
Second resurrection. See that? If you don't come up in this first book, it's closed. Even them in the grave is going to feel this. Read on.
Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased.
See that? Many shall run to and fro. So now we are seeing those things that belong to God. Now we see that, you know, in order for us to even come up in a first resurrection, we have to be able to be changed. And the firmament is water. It's an invisible barrier of water that's within the water, but it's water. You know how I know? Well, I really rode my motorcycle really fast with no helm, and the water would actually, and the air would actually turn into water on my face. How we going so fast? So I knew this is a, I knew this right here is water, because I felt it turn on my face as I was riding my motorcycle. Once you go to a certain speed, it turns into water. That's why some planes, you know, when they're flying and the firmament is hitting the window and it's not raining or anything, it's just the firmament. Well, that's the same thing. So the firmament is water. It's just invisible. So it has the power to wash away flesh and blood. Because it's water. Watch this. Let's go into 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 35. 1 Corinthians 15 and 35.
In chapter 15 and verse 35.
Yes, ma'am.
Reads, but some men will say, some man will say, how are the dead raised up, and what and with what body do they come?
See, that's the question, and that's a legitimate question, right? Read on.
Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it
dies. It's going to die. Ain't no ifs and buts about it. It's going to die. It's going to die. Whether you're in the first or the second, it's going to die. It's, and if you're alive when he appears, it's still going to die. So, it, you know, once you put on the firmament, this dies. So, technically, this is why Paul had wrote this other part in Thessalonians. We're going to read, because if you know this, then there's, you know, the death is not your concern. Because you know this is coming. Read on.
Verse 37. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance a wheat or some other grain. keep going. Verse 38. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body.
See, God got a body. And he going to give us a body like his. Those that are found written in the book, remember that. This belongs to them. It don't belong to everybody. Because remember now, if you don't make the first cut, that book get closed. And it's not opened up again. Because there's no such thing as a first resurrection twice.
Amen.
Let's look at that. Go to Ezekiel chapter 1 and 4.
Ezekiel 1 and verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 4 reads, and I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. And out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man.
Stop. So, God is going to appear with fire. Mm-hmm. When we get transformed, mm-hmm. when we get transformed, that's going to burn off us. Our flesh. Because of the firmament. The firmament generate heat. When you separate from this dimension to the next dimension, you have to become fire.
Amen.
Now you're in the heat of the firmament, not the sun. The heat of the firmament is hotter than the sun because the sun is inside of the firmament. So this body is not only going to be washed off, it's going to be burned off. And it will return back to that dust forever. It will, but the spirit man will put on this new thing that God is going to give us. He said he gave us a body that pleased him, right?
Amen.
All right, skip down to 22.
Ezekiel 1 and 22?
Yeah.
Ezekiel 1 and 22 reads, and the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creature was as the color of the terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Everyone had...
We'll get one of them. We're going to get this. This ride. This is how we're going to ride in every time. All of these days, the party's going to be in Zion. So this is how everybody's going to be riding up on their own creature. Mm-hmm. On their own brother. Right here, they're going to be riding within their cherubims, they're going to be riding in the midst of them that they were sealed with. Right. They're going to be riding with them. When you come up in the first resurrection, you get one of these. And like Joseph, mm-hmm. like Joseph when he appeared before Pharaoh, mm-hmm. he didn't appear before Pharaoh like that. He had, like, his brothers didn't recognize this dude was at all gold. So to them, they like, oh, so this is what they think God looked like. Or maybe they got blinded by Joseph's light because mm-hmm. Joseph was so much in gold, but he also had the spirit of God on him. So it probably really did blind them. And they couldn't see their own brother.
Amen.
Anyway, we get to put this on. We're going to put this on. So when we are transformed from... When the firmament washes from our blood and flesh, right, then it purifies us. it with the fire thereof. It purifies us. It washes the garbage off us because the firmament is a clock, and this clock is on fire because it's ran and powered by electricity. It's generated by going in a circle. So no way this flesh and blood could actually exist in that environment. So it has to be changed. He has to give us a body like this. Read on.
Amen. 23, and under the firmament were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Everyone had two, which covered on this side, and everyone had two, which covered on that side, their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of a host. When they stood, they let down their wings. And as there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings, and above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne. As the appearance
of... that's another thing that those, you know, that's written in the book, they get a throne. You get a throne. Right? Because he said in John chapter 20, Revelation 20, he says, and I saw thrones in them that sat on it. Well, they go to the throne that he's talking about, you're going to get. But it's not a throne like a throne that we normally be looking at. It's the actual throne of God.
Amen.
Like this, read on.
26, and above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne.
Now, above the firmament, you're going to have to go through the firmament to get the throne. Now, this is why I know everything's on the other side of the firmament. That's on this side, this dimension, is hotter than this side. Watch this. Read on.
As the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of a fire round about the throne.
See, it's hotter than over here. It's hotter than the sun. Which obviously, you notice that I was curious about this, but I guess God just gave me the answer. You know, some of the greatest athletic performances has been when people had a fever that was above the norm. Like Michael Jordan scoring all the points and he had a fever, he had the flu, so to say. And Walter Payton getting all them yards. A single game for 275 yards and he had the flu that day, so to say. So your body temperature sometimes when it coexists, you know, that clock, when it, like say you're an athlete and you're sick and you, or say your body is really, your temperature is way high, I say that's the time to really go and set it off. You either, or you go lay around and let it consume itself, or you go and burn it off. And those of us that go burn it off find that that's when, you know, you become a supernova.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually that fire is going to, like, burn out, but you become that, you see. Mm-hmm. And it's really bright, it's powerful, and it's a light, it's a burst, you know. And so a lot of these athletes and people, you know, that's sick or got this so-called temperature or flu or whatever, and their temperature gauge reach a certain height. And then they find themselves doing the miraculous. That's because that belonged to the other side.
Amen.
So sometimes we've been tapping to that physically. So we see here, he's on fire. So he's in a place that now we notice warmer or hotter than the sun because he needs no sun because he is a consuming fire.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 27, And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it. From the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward. And I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about. As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about.
Now the rainbow, let's not forget that. The rainbow, when he destroyed the waters in Noah's day, no wonder the Sodomites chose the rainbow, because they know if God looked from heaven and he see the rainbow, he had mercy on them. See, even they say it's going to be a judgment, and it's going to, and there is a God. There's a rainbow around the throne of God for mercy, right? So we're going to get that. He said there's a body that pleased him, right? Revelations, no. Go back to 1 Corinthians 15 and 38. I'm going to say that one. God willing, he allow me to say that one. Yeah.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 38 reads, "But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial one and the glory of the terrestrial one, I mean, the terrestrial is another."
Read that again.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 15 and 40. There's also celestial bodies.
Yep.
And bodies terrestrial.
Right.
But the glory of the celestial is one and the glory of the terrestrial is another.
Right. So that in itself, the glory of a terrestrial, the celestial, that means we're going to differ from each other, like you're going to shine a different color, you know, because God and Christ shine differently. Remember, that was a sapphire. Go to Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1, because, you know, like when we saw the sun's throne, his throne, let me read you what color his is, the primary color. His was okay, it says, "And above the firmament was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of sapphire stone upon it, and upon the likeness of the throne was the appearance of a man appointed." So here's a sapphire, and it had another aura about it. It says, and I saw the color of amber. Okay, so it's sapphire and amber, right? Okay, so this is the color of his throne. Now let's go into Revelation chapter 4. This is the sun's. Now here go the father's throne. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. And this, let me read this, Ezekiel 27. "And I saw the color of amber as the appearance of fire round about within it." So the throne is actually consumed in fire, period.
Amen.
So you have to literally be on fire to even sit on one. Okay, read that.
Revelation 4 and 1 reads, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and
see,
a
sardis. See, his is jasper and sardis. You see that? So his stone is a different color. His was sapphire and emerald. Was it emerald?
Sapphire, emerald, amber.
Amber, right. And his is
jasper
and sardine. and his aura was emerald. You see that?
Sight and likeness of an emerald.
Yep.
So, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, and sight like unto an emerald.
See that? Now, go back to Ezekiel. Watch this. Now, this is the sun's throne. That's the father's, but this is the sun's throne. Now, they both got two different colors, but they both agree in the end. Hold on. Pick it up at Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 26. Because remember, the angels, the cherubims, let down their wings, and this was revealed. Read on.
And in Ezekiel 1 and 26 reads, and above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about. As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, okay, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake.
So his aura is amber. You see that?
Amen.
His glow is amber. And the Father's is emerald. You see that?
Amen.
But both of their thrones are even different colors. It says one, his is like a sapphire stone, and his was a jasper. Right? But he said, the law said, he's going to give us a body that pleased him like his, right? Okay, now, let's go back to that. 1 Corinthians, and let's finish that out. Pick it up at 40, if I'm not mistaken. 15 and verse 40.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 40 reads, there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial.
See, we got terrestrials and his is celestial. All right? So this terrestrial has to be turned into that celestial one way or the other. But you want it to be done in the first book. You don't want it to be done after that book is closed. Read on.
But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differ from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead.
See that? So we all going to have our particular glow. Just like all the stars in heaven got a particular glow. Some of them colors is so vibrant. You know, like we be marveling at the colors of the fish in our seas and our
birds.
Yeah, and the birds. And the God of Israel is telling us we got planets that's covered that look like this. You know, so we're going to be colored like this. Some of us is going to have stripes. You know, different, like the birds, you're going to be colored like that. You know, you won't be just one solid color. We're going to be like there's multiple colors. They were I seen jasper and emerald. I seen sapphire and amber. And then you had a rainbow jumping off behind them. So it's a lot of colors going on now. Pure colors. Let me reiterate that. You could take a ruby. It could be the biggest, fattest ruby on the planet. And it'll be just as stale as a month old bread. Why? Because the light of God never shined through it. The day that the light of God shined through that ruby is the day that you see what a ruby looked like. And a ruby is actually the color of blood after light hits it. So when the firmament, when we meet the firmament,
mm-hmm.
which is light, mm-hmm. it's going to remove the blood. Because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, right? In fact, skip down. Read all, yeah, skip down. Actually 43. Yeah. Pick it up at 15 and 43.
First Corinthians 15 and verse 43 reads, it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power.
See. Once you turn it to the firmament, you pick up all the laws that belongs to it. So you become as powerful as the firmament.
Amen.
Because now you got actual control over it. So you have to become more powerful than the firmament.
Amen.
In order for you to even control it, you have to have, that's why I say it is raised in power. Because the firmament is generated by ultimate power.
Amen.
There's nothing on this planet can stop the firmament. Nothing. Literally, we couldn't even hide from the firmament if we wanted to. Because the firmament could turn the waters on.
Amen.
We wouldn't be able to hide. If God didn't give the firmament laws, and said, hold back your mighty waves. The earth will be flooded again. Because that's how the earth met the firmament in the first place. It separated the waters from the waters. And the earth was still sitting here with water on top of it until he said, now let the dry land appear. That's in day three. We're still in day two where the water come from. We're still dealing with that firmament thing. And he's talking about in order for us to be changed, we have to get rid of what? Flesh and blood. Flesh and blood begin where? In the water. Exactly. Exactly. Watch this. Go to Genesis chapter 1 and 20. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 20.
1 and 20. It actually does begin in water.
Yes, it does. It does. Life begins in the water.
Even in your mother's womb.
Yep.
And you're still there.
Yeah. The law can't be broken. Actually, it's in a firmament within itself, isn't it? Even inside of the woman, it's within a firmament, isn't it? That's amazing how a firmament can actually exist inside of flesh. Read on.
Genesis 1 and 2. God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that have life.
See? What have life? Go to Genesis chapter 8.
Amen.
Wait a minute. Okay. Genesis 9 and 4.
Genesis 9 and 4 reads, but flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat.
See? Mm-hmm. So, what came with light? What came with the water?
Blood.
There it is. Water gave life to blood. Now, go back to Genesis chapter 1 and read that again.
Mm-hmm.
He brought in plasma.
Genesis 1 and 20 reads, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life.
Everything has blood in it. No matter how, if you kill it, it's going to bleed something. It's going to bleed something. And the fish, blood always turn red. So you can say what you want to say. God created that on the fifth day in the water. Plasma. Blood. Blood.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Now, go to Ezekiel chapter 16 and 9. Ezekiel 16 and 9.
Ezekiel chapter 16 and verse 9 reads, then washed I thee with water, yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil.
See, he said, I washed thee with water. I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee. So therefore, it had to be in the law that I had to wash, get rid of your blood. So he said, I've done it with water.
Amen.
What do you mean? In the air, in the firmament, that's when it takes place. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So therefore, if you come up and you are written in the first book, that he opens up for those to come out of the first resurrection in, they're going to get this, and they're going to be changed immediately. They're going to step from one clock to the next. They're going to leave from this domain and go into that domain. They're going to see what a spear really is.
Amen.
Wait a minute. And read on.
Amen. Verse 10. I clothe thee also with broidered work, and shod thee with badger skin, and I girded thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk.
See, going to be changed. That flesh and blood, I could have read that up, and it would have said, silk with thee covered, I and linen fine with about thee, I girded I, and skins and badgers with thee shod, and work broader with also thee clothed I. Oil with thee, anoint I, and thee from blood thy away wash. Thoroughly, you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Thee from blood thy away wash. Thoroughly I, yea, water with thee I wash then.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? So, It's the firmament that's going to boom. It's going to, you know, because when you get caught up in a cloud, you're going to change. Watch this. Go to St. John 19:34. Yeah, John 19:34. Let me see. If you receive it, read.
John 19:34 reads, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his thigh, and forthwith came there out blood and water.
See that? In the firmament. In the firmament. It had to come out. So it happened in the firmament that both blood and water coexist.
Right.
So therefore, the water is going to wash the blood from us because it had to coexist. Where? Case in point. See that? Just a little further. Let's go on to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 1. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 1. When you receive a read.
1 John 5 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
1 John chapter 5 and verse 1 reads, whosoever believeth that Jesus the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness because the Spirit is true.
See?
Amen.
The water created blood, and the blood became absolute truth. Therefore, the blood is always going to be a witness. That's why when people get busted at crime scenes, it's because of the blood.
DNA.
That's what's going to really, a lot of women in the judgment is going to get busted because of the DNA within their bloodstream. That's not going to be a good one. For a lot of women, because a lot of women don't think it, they'll take teeth. These things into consideration, that's going to be part of the reason why a lot of women is going to end up in the lake of fire because of this.
Unless they repent like the woman. And Lord, they're boasting no more.
They're going to be given that opportunity now.
Right.
You get that now. You don't get that at the judgment.
No, it's set.
Exactly. But the thing is, we're trying to make the first book. We're not thinking about the second book, because you come up in the first book, you get to experience this. You get to step from this domain into another one on fire. You get to actually see it and become the transformation. You actually become the evolution of consciousness from flesh into to actual consciousness or fire. It's like immediate. Read on.
Amen. Seven. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the mm-hmm. Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And these three are one.
Mm-hmm.
And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood.
See that?
And these three agree in one.
Did you see that? The light, water, earth.
Spirit, water, blood.
There it is. And these three agree. Light, water, earth.
And one.
Because blood is of the earth. But he said, let life come out of the water, right? Which is blood or plasma.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done away with in the firmament. What do you mean? Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. In verse 13, 1 Thessalonians 4:13, because flesh and blood, no, before you even get there, let's go to 1 Corinthians, right? Go to 1 Corinthians 15 again.
Okay.
And let's pick it up at 50, let's see. Fifteen and 49.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 49 reads, "And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doeth corruption inherit incorruption."
That's why the firmament washed the blood away. You can go so fast at the firmament that your flesh is going to blast off of you. Because water is like sand, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It can blast your flesh off of you. So he said by water, he said he washed us in our blood by water because he loved us.
Amen.
And he said, now notice, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither do corruption inherit the incorruption. He said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. So we're going to be changed. But we want to make that change in the first book. We want to be the ones, because when you come up in the first resurrection, you inherit the power of the firmament. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse
13 reads, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope."
Amen.
"For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him."
Come on.
For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep."
Uh-huh.
"For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first."
See that? That's in the first book. Okay? The dead in Christ are going to rise first. That's those that are, remember now, when that book is closed, it's no more this.
Amen.
Everything else is set for the second resurrection. But the whole planet is going to feel it, even the dead. Because when Jesus rose, I mean, when he died, the graves opened up and people came out. So everybody going to feel this, that either you make it or you didn't. You're going to feel something. Read on.
Verse 17. "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words."
See that? So we're going to be changed.
Amen.
It says this. It says, "For the Lord himself shall descend with the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God," right? "And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds," right? That's on fire. They got them cherubims in it. In a throne.
Yeah.
Remember now, in order for you to sit on that throne, you have to be what?
In order to sit on the throne, you have to
be on fire. That's part of the reward that comes with the first resurrection. You meet God right here in the firmament, and he changed you right then on the spot.
Amen.
It's like, he said, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, like, boom, it just happened. And you sitting right there, you came up in the first book. That's really what's the ultimate goal here.
Amen.
So now that you made this transition from terrestrial to celestial, now you have the actual power of the firmament. And what is that? What's the actual power of firmament?
What is the actual power of firmament?
You've been sitting here for 9
I know what it is.
I know. It's just like, okay. I asked you for a reason.
Now
you're going to throw the, you're going to play that card. Are you going to play the race card?
You're going to
play the gender card? Yeah, all right.
Ask your husband at home, so, and then ask him so you won't say
those
wrong.
Babylonians answer. Taught you well.
No, why did they have to tell me? Well, you taught me well.
Yeah,
you teach me well.
Uh-huh.
I'm learning to be quiet.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, what was the question?
Oh, you forgot your own question.
Well, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
You're feeling good today, babe.
Well, okay, first and foremost, it says this.
What are you reading from?
Well, of course it's the Sabbath.
What are you feeling? What are you reading?
The Lord meet in Thessalonians.
What?
No, in Thessalonians, but that's not where I was going. See, you may have threw me off.
No, I did not throw you off.
And they were just caught up in the air. Mm-hmm. So forever be with the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so and he said that they're going to shine as the firmament, right? Okay, go to Matthew chapter 16.
Matthew 16.
Yeah, and this is why I always felt that this was on I had to be 16 and 1.
Mm-hmm. This is 17. Yeah, 17. And 1? Yep. Matthew 17:1 reads, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart.
See that? Now, he could literally do that. So whenever he brought us or brought a prophet or something to the mountain, that represent him bringing them into the firmament. Okay. All right? Because he's going to do things in the firmament, that he's going to show them in the firmament. Mm-hmm. So whenever he told Moses to come up to the mountain, he did things inside of the firmament that Moses was sitting on top of the mountain and he saw it. So he's doing the same thing with the disciples. He's bringing them up in a firmament so he can show them something that he's going to do in a firmament. Read on. So after 6 days, right?
Amen. Verse 2, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him.
See that? And Moses and Elias are the ones that he kept talking to out in the mountains. And so now he just sit up there and brought the disciples up there with him to show them this conversation that this is we're going to put on a firmament. You're going to become light. Your glow is hotter than the sun.
Amen.
You're gonna shine brighter than the sun. That make you hotter than the sun.
Amen.
And he said after 6 days, right? Then it's the Sabbath day, right?
Amen.
Okay. So he's letting them know when this is gonna take place.
Hmm.
Right? Okay. Now, watch this. Now, let's look up the word firmament. This is the actual power you put on.
Amen.
Okay? Let me see. Okay, it says this. It says firmament. It says means a vault, sky, a fixed structure. It says the apparent surface of an imaginary sphere on a celestial bodies appear to be projected. So he said, we're going to put on this and invisibility. And he said it's a sphere, right?
Amen.
So this is what he said, celestial, right? Because he said we have to become from the earth, terrestrial to celestial, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what he said. We're going to shine as bright as the firmament, right? Or we're going to go celestial, which is here, right? Okay, so celestial sphere. It says this, an imaginary sphere of infinite extent with the earth at its center and on the stars and planets and other heavenly appears to be located. So it's called infinite extent, you see? So then it says this, it says, the imaginary infinite sphere formed by the sky, the center of which is given by the observer's position. It says, an imaginary sphere which the earth at its center, the stars, planets, sun, moon, and other heavenly bodies appear to be located on this sphere. So all the cosmos is in this thing called sphere. So what is that? That's the next question. Look at this. So when we put on a firmament, we put on this. A three-dimensional surface of all points which are equivocally fixed from a point. A spherical object or figure, a celestial body such as a planet, star. So we put on mathematics. So the day we put on mathematics is the day that we become 100% literal.
Amen.
We become 100% cerebral. We would be complete consciousness.
Amen.
Because 1 + 1 is an absolute truth. That's complete consciousness. 1 + 1 = 2 is absolute consciousness.
Amen. Amen.
So we're going to become 360. He said we're going to be surrounded by 360 mathematically.
Amen.
We're going to exist like a planet. We're going to have our own orb,
yeah,
or sphere or circle, which is 360, which is what?
You want to add 3 and 6?
Yeah.
That's 9.
There it is. 360, absent of the 0, is 9, which is eternity. And if you look at this Matthew chapter 17:1, what is that?
17:1, and after 6 days?
Nope. No, what is 17:1?
Oh, you're talking about the 8th day.
Wait, what?
8?
No, it's not.
17:1?
Yeah.
Oh, it means 17, so 7, 8, and 9. Okay.
There it is. Now watch this. Now he just told them what? Now read that again.
Matthew 17:1.
Yes. Now 17:1 is what?
And after 6 days, well, oh, you're going to say
it. No, what is it now since you know? What is 17:1?
9.
Exactly. And 9 represent what? Exactly. So now he's going to show them after 6 days what? Eternity.
Transfigure before them.
Exactly.
Shine as the sun.
Right. In the firmament. In the firmament. So once you hear, you go into eternity.
Okay.
I mean, you can't. You know, this is why they say the Bible is written by man, but I got a big problem with a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, you're going to become mathematically in tune, right? You're going to become the math. You're going to become absolute truth because math is absolute truth, period. So you become absolute literal of everything, a consciousness of everything. So therefore, you will become the firmament. So if you become absolute truth, absolute consciousness, then you will understand the power of the firmament to control it, which is the power to control planets. Keep reading. Oh, no, you read that. No, none of it sounds better coming from you. Just go ahead.
No, you didn't say so.
Yeah, read. I'm going to fix me a coffee. Go ahead.
Oh, because you're going to fix your
coffee. I'm going to fix me a coffee. Go right ahead.
Don't knock the table over there.
Yeah,
okay, so sphere. Mathematics, a three-dimensional surface, all points of which are equidistant from a fixed point. A spherical object or figure, a celestial body, such as a planet or star. The sky, appearing as a hemisphere to an observer. Any of a series of concentric, thank you, transparent revolving globes that together were once thought to contain the moon, sun, planets and stars.
See that? We're going to get us a bubble like a planet. And we're going to move through the cosmos like that. Spinning like a whirlwind.
Revolving globes that together are one.
Wait a minute. Not through this cosmos on the other side.
Amen.
Or the waters. Because it becomes greater on the other side. Go ahead.
Revolving globes that together were once thought to contain the moon, sun, planets, and stars. A range or extent of knowledge, interest, or activity. A social level or part of a society or group. And then it says a range of power, influence, to form into a sphere and to put in or within a sphere.
Okay. So to put into a sphere. So now we see that when you become the firmament, you turn it to this 360, which is eternal, which is complete.
Mm-hmm.
360 is complete.
Yes, sir.
And it's a range of power or influence. So you become power, the ultimate power. Amen. So we're gonna leave that there and hope and pray that someone was edified today. And let's say shalom to all our family that's listening. Amen. Amen. Well, let's say shalom to the family that's listening online, and we just want to say Shabbat Shalom to our family that's in the Americas and in the United States of America. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, and our family that's in Canada. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you as well, and our family that's in Brazil, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, and our family that's in the United Kingdom, and we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, and our family that's in Ireland, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, our family that's in France, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, and our family that's in Germany, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And our family that's in Latvia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Our family that's in Russia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And our family that's in Turkey, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And our family that's in Vietnam. Nigeria, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, our family that's in Egypt. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, our family that's in Ethiopia. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, our family that's in Uganda. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, our family that's in Kenya. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Amen. Our family that's in India, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And our family that's in Myanmar, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Our family that's in China, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Our family that's in Vietnam, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And our family that's in Indonesia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And our family that's in the Philippines, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Our family that's in South Korea, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And our family that's in Japan, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. New Japanese is growing, the family is growing. Our family that's in Australia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And our family that's in New Zealand, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And I do believe we got everyone. And we hope and pray that the Father keep us and lead us and guide us in all truth. And we do make that first resurrection. Amen. We have hand up. Shabbat Shalom, Brother Keith. Shabbat Shalom. I think he fell asleep. Wait a minute. Let's see.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I think so.
Okay. Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Brother Joe. Shabbat Shalom.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom.
Hey, grace and peace unto the family and those listening to the sounds of Living Waters. This is Brother Keith. I want to thank God, most importantly, for resurrecting us this morning and giving us breath of life to be a part of this solemn assembly. Great reading, as always, Sister Rhea, Serene. I have a little something here. It's in Matthew 13:54. And in Matthew 13:54 reads, "And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief." So I got one more. So basically he says it again. He says, and he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. So what I got from that, we can't be around Jesus if we're not like Jesus. If we don't put that light on, we're none of his. It's like he never knew us. So, excellent lesson, and with that I close.
Amen, bro. Thank you for the exhortation. We just hope and pray that people don't look down upon us, man, you know, and underestimate our call, you know, because some of us, man, you know, because we were born and raised in, or because we think we make no more than someone else, and mess around and misjudge them, and they may be just the thing that may be able to save us. Like Jesus Christ, like they looked at him, isn't this Mary in the way? Wait a minute, where are you getting all this book from? And people is like saying that now. where they getting all this book from? Who, you know, who taught them? You know, stuff like that. So, yeah, that conversation is real. It's very real. So we just hope and pray that that they believe our report. Because that's the question, and the question was asked, who have believed our report? So with all that being said, we just hope and pray that they believe the report, that the resurrection is going to take place in the clouds, and it's going to start with that first book. Once the first book is open and closed, that's a wrap, and no more second book. The second book is all the books. And then that one book, is either got your name in it or it don't. But you have all eternity to know why we didn't make it. Especially if we didn't make the first book. And I don't think we can imagine the drama of that for all eternity, of no rest whatsoever from that, man. So, with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify someone. We hope that we understand that once you become the firmament, you attain immense power, enormous power. In fact, the power itself is so great that the biggest, the most powerful sun, in fact, all the stars put together, is still not more powerful than the firmament, because the firmament still hold it all together. Not one star can contain all the stars, but the firmament contains all of it, and we will be like the firmament.
Amen.
So,
amen.
With that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here, at the sounds of living waters,
read your Bible.
Shabbat shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water.
radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.